But we begin today in Houston, Texas. The fourth largest city in the United States is underwater today, and an unrelenting tropical storm Harvey has claimed at least two lives. Raging floodwaters and tornadoes have sent thousands of Houston residents to their rooftops and forced the closure of 250 state highways around Texas. Emergency service workers say they can't keep up with the constant calls for help. And it's not over yet, with authorities warning residents to prepare for a deluge of rain in quantities they've never seen before. Barney Porter has the latest.
There's now a constant stream of stories of people being rescued in confused and chaotic conditions. Kimberly McIntosh's mother runs a nursing home that's now flooded. Unable to alert authorities of her mother's plight, she posted pictures online of the residents still sitting in their chairs, with water up to their waist. Ms. McIntosh says all 15 residents were eventually rescued by National Guard helicopters.
We started calling emergency management. We started trying to call sheriff, anybody we could get to go out there, but phones were all busy. We couldn't get through. And we did finally reach the Galveston County Office of Emergency Management, and that was the first people who picked up the phone.
A fleet of helicopters, airboats and high-water vehicles are dealing with flooding so widespread that the authorities are still having trouble pinpointing the worst affected areas. Along with other civilians in private boats, Robert Leggett has helped to rescue dozens of people trapped in a hotel. He spoke to CNN.
Challenges would be just getting everybody is waist-high water and, the trouble is getting people down and through the lobby. There's no electricity over there, so.
Have you had to go, onto upper floors to get people to come down and guide them out?
There was a guy that was helping us, so we kind of coordinated, moving people to different boats and things like that.
Roxanne Rasmussen helped to rescue her neighbors.
About 1 o'clock in the morning, I heard it on TV that Clear Lake was going in their attics. They're both crippled, so I was trying to call to get them out because it was already too late for me to drive them out. But anyway, nobody was coming. Nobody was cutting. They were saying they were coming, but nobody was. So.
Houston resident Jason Carey has told the BBC from the balcony of his high-rise apartment building, he saw air rescues of patients from the rooftop of a nearby hospital.
Rain and the emergency service crews, because taking people that are really in a bad situation. I don't think, although we knew what was coming, I don't think anybody expected just the level of flooding that we're getting. And right now, my apartment complex is surrounded by water, so we couldn't leave even if we wanted to.
Gillis Leho describes how she tried to keep her family calm during their ordeal.
I woke up this morning about 7:30, went downstairs, and I was all just downstairs just flooded in. We had to bust a window when they told us that the current was, getting hot. We had to bust a window to get out.
Another of those rescued is Tyler Robinson.
My friend's house is kind of ruined now, and it's just sad because, that's where she's worked so hard, and, things have just happened there, and it's, memories that get, taken away. By something that you don't expect, but I mean, it's all just materialistic stuff that is always kept in your mind, and it's always going to be there in your mind, so it's good, but I mean, it's just hard.
Harvey came ashore late on Friday local time with winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour, becoming the most powerful hurricane to hit Texas in more than 50 years. The storm has caused chest-deep flooding on some streets in Houston as rivers and channels overflow their banks. The storm has triggered additional tidal surges and tornadoes, with parts of the region expected to see a year's worth of rainfall in the space of a week. The National Weather Service says more than 76 centimetres of rain has fallen in parts of Houston in the past 48 hours alone, and more is on the way. Scott West is the news anchor for KRLD-AM in Dallas, Texas.
It's one of the biggest cities in the nation. In the United States, it's number four in terms of population. Numerous roadways. It's a very busy, heavily traveled city. And so whenever there's heavy rain, the high water is a problem on many of their major roadways. And now with this unprecedented rain, we're talking about highways that literally look like rivers.
But it's not just Houston. The small town of Rockport on the Gulf Coast was smashed as Harvey passed through.
For those who have been there, in the aftermath of Harvey, they're saying that you would not recognize the town now, that most of it has been demolished. Not every building, but every building has sustained some damage. And there are some buildings that are just unrecognizable, as Rockport took the full brunt of the storm.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says the state has now activated more than 3,000 National Guard and State Guard members. 500 vehicles and 14 aircraft have been put into service, and there are now 250 highway closures around the state. And he says Texans need to be prepared for even more rain.
Whether you're on ground or in a building, get as high as you can and try to avoid going outside if you don't need to, if you're dealing in a location that has rising water and heavy rain. This likely is going to be an historic rainfall, if not an all-time record.
But of immediate concern, authorities say the weather system off the southeast coast has a 90% chance of becoming another cyclone in the next 48 hours.
Barney Porter there.